from deep in the rebel heartland of my garden shed. You are listening to The Irish Sound, and here is your host, Michael McCormack.
Hey everyone, welcome back to this week's show. As always, thanks a million for tuning in, I really appreciate it. And thanks to the people who messaged me even today asking me where the show was, because I didn't post about it. We're at Thursday night, so we're recording this Thursday night, so I'll actually release it as soon as it's done, so it'll be out tonight at some stage. Yeah, busy weekend, 5-year-old birthday. I'm not sure how I'm going to move up from there. I think it blew up 300 balloons. Yeah, not 3, not 30, 300. Because 5-year-olds get balloon arches now, don't you know? Anyway, a couple of people actually asked me about my caps because I did post saying I had some of them back. I couldn't get the new ones, so I did get some of the old ones. So I do have some of them available, the flat caps. If anyone wants any, drop me a message on social media. It's probably the easiest way to get me. Let's jump into the first song this week. A song that I love. So many versions to choose from. The song is Billy Reid. And the version we're hearing this week is from Liam McDonald. Enjoy.
I'll sing you the song of a terrible wrong when the flags all flew at half. Man, he lay dead, he was riddled with lead, and he died on the streets of Belfast. All the radio said, there's another shot dead, and he died with a gun in his hand. But they never said why Billy Reid had to die, for he died to free Ireland. It happened one day when the bold IRA went out to fight for our land. With an old Thompson gun, put the Brits on the run, and return to home was the plan. All the radio said, there's another shot dead, and he died with a gun in his hand. But they never said why Billy Reid had to die, for he died to free Ireland. While returning the guns, Billy met British Huns, and when the fight had begun, his position was dire and his gun wouldn't fire, so he died with that old Thompson gun. All the radio said, there's another shot dead, and he died with a gun in his hand. But they never said why Billy Reid had to die, for he died to free Ireland. Although he lay dead, he was kicked in the head, by the hair they dragged him around. Oh, they still fear him yet, and they'll never forget how brave Billy Reid stood his ground. All the radio said, there's another shot dead, and he died with a gun in his hand. But they never said why Billy Reid had to die, for he died to free Ireland. If you think he was right, come and join in the fight, and help to free Belfast. For the blood that he shed, and although he lies dead, in our hearts his memory will last. All the radio said, there's another shot dead, and he died with a gun in his hand. But they never said why Billy Reid had to die, for he died to free Ireland. had to die, for he died to free Ireland.
Liam MacDonald there with Billy Reid, fantastic. Why that's decided to play, but anyway, we'll pretend that didn't happen. If anyone wants to pretend things don't happen, it's Celtic fans at the minute. It's a tough station. It's a tough station. It's a terrible thing to say when you think that we're so used to winning stuff, but when you have a rivalry like we have, second place is just not an option. It's just not an option. Yeah, so we're into the cup final, I believe. It's May 25th, is it? Yeah, into the cup final. I was hoping to get over, but I don't actually think I will. Joe Hart gave us a few scares. Well, gave us one massive scare in that he missed a penalty. I haven't had a chance to read much about it. I've been so busy. I'm not sure what was going through his head, but I loved the photo that was going around. He was winking, walking in. It was like he knew he was going to save that one. Yeah, script written. But yeah, great to be in the final. And found out, obviously, the next day that we'll be playing Sevco. So that's going to be a big day in Glasgow. I'd love to get over. I was looking at flights, and the prices go up so quick, and the hotels, everything go up so quick. It's obviously there's so many people travelling over from Ireland, and you can go from Dublin airport. That's perfect. You have a load of choice of flights, you know, there's 30 or 40 flights a day to Edinburgh or Glasgow probably. Whereas from Cork, there's maybe two, one in the morning and one at night, depending on the days, maybe one real early and one late. I don't know how other people feel, but I just don't like going to Dublin Airport. It is a pain. Every time I go there, I say I'm never going there again. Now, there's times where you have to, like we went to Disneyland, and the only real option was flying from Dublin because of the way that the times were. We would have lost a day basically out there. But like we drove up the night before in the camper and parked a camper in the car park at the airport to kind of get a start to go in there. I absolutely hate Dublin Airport. Nothing ever runs smooth there. Security is a disaster. I've been to airports all over the world and they do not have the issue with security that Dublin Airport seems to have. Anyway, I'm not going on a rant about Dublin Airport, but I just don't like it. So I always try to go from Cork or Shannon if I can. Cork only fly to Edinburgh actually. So usually when I go to Glasgow, I'm flying Cork, Edinburgh. And then hopping on a bus or a train over, or hiring a car. I hired a car the last time I was over. But yeah, now that I'm talking about it, I'm kind of thinking I really do want to go. Getting a ticket will be pretty hard, but I'd love to go over for the couple of days. I haven't been in Glasgow for a Glasgow Derby I can't remember. It's that long ago. It's that many years ago. I actually have no idea what year it was. I was there for a cup final. No. I was there for, a post-split Celtic home game. Oh, it's so long ago, I can't remember. Pre-kids. Definitely pre-kids, anyway. Next song up this week is Georgian Pop with a fantastic version here from Krista Coyle. Enjoy.
On the slopes of the Craigan, left their base with hearts young and gay, and their cause was for freedom. It's the cause of the night, and that foreign oppressor we went to defy. And while patrolling our streets, they couldn't stop our Georgian.
Krista Kyle there and George and Pop. My laptop seems to be quieter this week. I hope that's going to be the case going forward. I think last week or the week before.
Yeah, I thought it was on the way out.
I was reading about Bambi Tug. And I have to be honest, I can't remember. Was it on the Late Late Show where she made the comments? But something along the lines of the silly comment she made. Along the lines of, I stand with all the people boycotting the Eurovision, but I won't be. I thought that was a bit strange. Or if I wasn't in it, I'd be boycotting it or something like that. Yeah, something to that effect. Yeah, look. 400 signatures, 400 Irish artists or 400 artists signed a petition and sent it to Bambi asking her to boycott it. I'm sure everybody knows my stance on it. You know, I mean, Russia are banned. I've had this conversation before and people have given out to me. People mentioned it to me only this week that I said it on a show. And I stand by it. Russia are in a war. Ukraine are in a war with Russia. Ukraine are getting funding. They're getting intelligence. They're getting all sorts. And, you know, you can go to Ukraine. It might not be advisable, but you can go to Ukraine. You can go to Kiev. Like I said, it might not be advisable, but you can. It's, you know, it's a war zone. What's happening in Palestine is not a war. It's a genocide. That's simple. They can't get in or out. Nobody can get in or out is the reality. But yeah, Russia have been banned from the Eurovision, but not Israel. I know I was just before I came down this evening to record, I did see something on the news, whatever news channel was on, about some stuff from America as regards their stance on Palestine. So I'm not sure. I keep saying that I feel like their stance is changing, but it never does. The song itself, Israel song, I actually haven't listened to it. I don't know. I know originally it was called November Rain, was it? Yeah, sorry, I can't remember. And I know they've changed the song, they've changed the name and the words or whatever. So to stay in the competition, which I think is a bit weird. if I'm honest. If what they were saying was wrong, you know, in someone's eyes, which I'm sure it was, if what they were saying in the song or the message of the song was wrong, then surely they believed in that message. And if the Eurovision believe it's wrong, why are they still letting him? Anyway. Yeah. Another thing I seen before I came down was the Finns have new music out tomorrow, but I don't have it, so I can't play it. But I did have a Finn song lined up next. A fantastic song, and it's called Pat the Fisherman.
Sky and waves, I know where I stand on the open ocean. I float wherever the current pulls me to. I go, I'm in Neptune's palms of mercy. I show no signs of going to shore. I feel at home on the lonely tides. I breathe fresh air to my soul. I bleed salt water that flows inside of me. I'm Pat the Fisherman. I'm hooked on the ocean. Like a madman, I'm not for the land. I'm Pat the Fisherman. I'm hooked on the ocean. Like a madman, I'm not for the land. The trees, the sand, the rocks, the hills, I don't belong to this environment. I grow tired of the steady ground. I blow a leaf from my hand in hope of returning to the open sea. I drift like a salt-worn wooden man. I lift my hands to the foaming waves. I need the ocean water under me. I'm Pat the Fisherman. I'm hooked on the ocean. Like a madman, I'm not for the land. I'm Pat the Fisherman. I'm hooked on the ocean. Like a madman, I'm not for the land. The wind, the sea, the sky, the waves, the current, the foam, the boat, the sails. The wind, the sea, the sky, the waves, the current, the foam, the sails. The wind, the sea, the sky, the waves, the current, the foam, the boat, the sails. The wind, the sea, the sky, the waves, the current, the foam, the boat, the sails. I'm Pat the Fisherman. I'm hooked on the ocean, like a madman. I'm not for the land. I'm Pat the Fisherman. I'm hooked on the ocean, like a madman. I'm not for the land. I'm Pat the Fisherman. I'm hooked on the ocean, like a madman. I'm not for the land. Man, I'm hooked on the ocean, like a madman. Are you not for the land? Whoa, 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 whoa.
Pat the Fisherman there from the Finns. Look forward to new music from them tomorrow. Make sure and check out their social media. I'm a big fan of the lads. I was looking through, as I often do, some of the gigs that were announced or lined up. What did I see? Oh yeah, Pat O'Brown's, of course. I actually always get the email from Eventbrite. Released tickets for the Cup Final Day. So I was saying, Celtic Sevco, the Cup Final, 25th of May. He has Gary and the Rebels, the Coolies and the Dublin Bards on. So, yeah, I think if you're in Dublin and you're looking to watch a Celtic game, it's got to be Pat O'Brown's. Not this weekend, but I did see the Haven Hotel in Dunmore East, who seem to be putting on some great gigs, getting some great acts down there. I have Fieldsy on the 10th of May and Gary Ogue on the 18th of May. That's great. I must actually try to get down there some weekend in the camper when somebody I'm looking to see is down there. Seems like a great venue. Speaking of Fieldsy, actually, she has new music out this week. It is out, I believe, tomorrow, which is Friday, so today this is probably out. A duet that she recorded, an original song with Shane for short, if you're looking for the other half of the duet. It's called Home With You. Yeah, it's kind of a song about missing someone across the Irish Sea. Kind of a love song. And I'm going to attempt and play it for you now. and hopefully this will work. Here's Feelsy and Shane for Short.
Over these green fields, I'll watch the sunrise, 'cause it lights up the memory that is painted on my mind.
I stand by the ocean and watch the sunset. It washes up memories my heart just can't forget.
It never got easier without you.
I miss you across the Irish Sea, and as it was, you still belong with me. As winter passes by
and the daffodils bloom new, if home is where the heart is, my heart is home with you.
I remember we promised we'd find each other again, years roll by and still I find myself wondering when.
Our time was of essence, there just wasn't enough. I'd give up 1,000 years for 1 more second of our love.
It's never got easier without you.
And Shane for Short there, and their new release out today, I believe. Home with You, beautiful song. I feel like Feelsy maybe that she, her voice is so well, it's unique, but she can sing in so many different ways. I think she'd be great at doing duets with loads of different people. I actually, that thought didn't cross my mind until I was listening to that just there. I've seen a couple of other gigs, I thought as well. Oh, my own memory isn't as it used to be. I do take notes, but then I don't like looking at them, which makes no sense. But anyway, Emer. Oh, Emer McLachlan, if you're in Belfast this weekend, you get to see Emer and the band. They're in the West Belfast Social Club, I think, on Friday. I think that's a gig with Donations to Palestine, I think. And, oh God, I can't remember. She's in Voodoo Letterkenny on Monday, and she's in the Rock Bar on Sunday, and Saturday she's in Gribbin's Bar, I think, because I didn't write it down, and now I am going from memory. I shared a little clip during the week. I just happened to come across it on TikTok. I do that a lot. I just happened to come across, it was Lad Bible or someone had a TikTok up, but it was that video, that I know we've all seen it, of Pierce Larkin singing, standing at the bar, tipping it up to Nancy. It's just an amazing couple of seconds. I know Pierce is a band at the minute, and I'm playing it in the background there, but a neat couple of seconds of Pierce singing that, tipping it up to Nancy, and it was just, it was real unique. It's hard to even explain why it sounded so different. It's just to the beat of the music or something, I think. People always seem to react to it, but Screelin, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, trad band from South Armagh. That's the band that Piers plays in, but even the guy who was playing the guitar in the little clip, I'm not sure who it was, they just seem so in sync. He's got an unbelievable voice. I know he's won awards, that really unique Irish voice, and I hope that he sticks at it, because he plays a lot of songs that maybe younger people, or sings a lot of songs that maybe younger people don't, and he does a great job at it. So I really wanted to play Tipping It Up to Nancy. As I mentioned in a comment, I said, let's start a petition to get Piers to record the full song in a studio. But I wanted to play the song after listening to it, so I'm going to play a version from Sean McGee. Enjoy.
Oh, there be a woman in our town, a woman you won't know well. She dearly loved her husband and another man twice as well. Oh, with me right, Finnegan Derry, oh, me tip, Finnegan Wall, with me right. And there, oh, we're tipping it up to Nancy. She went down to the chemist shop, some remedies to buy. Have you anything in your chemist shop to make me old man blind? Oh, with me right, Finnegan Derry, oh, we tip Finnegan Wall, with me right, Finnegan Derry, oh, we're tipping it up to Nancy. Finnegan Wall, with me right, Finnegan Derry, oh, we're tipping it up to Nancy. She gave him eggs and marabones and made him suck them all. Before he had the last one soft, he couldn't see her at all. Oh, with me right, Finnegan Derry, oh, me tip, Finnegan Wall, with me right, Finnegan Derry, oh, we're tipping it up to Nancy. Cannot stay. I drowned myself, come on, says she, and I'll show you the way. With me right, Finnegan Derry, oh, me tip, Finnegan Wall, with me right, Finnegan Derry, oh, we're tipping it up to Nancy. She led him to the river, she led him to the brim, but flying off of Martin, it was him that shoved her in. With me right, Finnegan Derry, oh, me tip, Finnegan Wall, with me right, Finnegan Derry, oh, we're tipping it up to Nancy.
Sean McGee there, and Tipping It Up to Nancy. That is just a brilliant song when it is, when it's done right. You hear, I won't say a lot of people, that's not fair, but you hear some people do it and it's like they've not got the rhythm of the song. It's that real, there's a real rhythm to the song, and the way that the rhythm of the music goes with the singing, it's so in tune, it's cool. More exciting than any music was the fact that it has stopped raining. Sorry, it is raining again now, but because it actually is. But it did stop raining. It stopped raining for like 3 days here. Nearly got sunburned and everything. No joke. Yeah, it stopped raining, which is mad. And it's raining again today. I'm not one of these people who likes the rain. And I know everyone says, no, I don't like the rain. But there is a lot of people who enjoy, they enjoy looking out at rain. They think it's nice to be out and caught in a shower of rain. And I'm like, nah, fuck that. I'm all about the sun. Not 35 degrees sun, but 22 degrees. That's me. I love Irish summers. I love summer in general, but I'm much happier in the sun. Much happier when it's sunny. And we have something that's, it's not unique to anywhere in the world, but we have something that we maybe have more of for such a small space than anywhere in the world. And that is like unbelievable beauty spots, be it the sea or at lakes or things like that. One reminds me, last year we went to Achill. I probably talked about it, but we were on Achill Island in the camper at one of the, you know, the busy resorts, and it was just so busy and so many people. It's like, oh, I went for a cycle one morning, and I cycled down a hill. It was 5 or 6 kilometers away. I cycled down the hill. I knew I'd be getting towards the sea. I was looking for a nice photo, to be honest. And I actually stopped. It took my breath away. I could not believe what I was seeing. Like, there was a road, a proper concrete or tarmac road down. There was no people there. The most beautiful cove, the most beautiful views, just the most calm water. It was, yeah. And we have so many places like that in Ireland. If you drive along the coast in Ireland, every 20 minutes, you see just like an unbelievable postcard, movie, you know, scene. And you don't, while you get them everywhere, you don't get them as many as you do here in Ireland. And I love that in the summer. And hopefully this summer, we will be traveling somewhere around Ireland in the camper van, and we might even record a show from where we are. Well, I will record a show from wherever we are. So yeah, another thing to look forward to for the summer. A thing I look forward to now, which is something I always look forward to, and that is what I have to say, don't give out to me, one of my favourite songs. I know I've played it before, but I'm a big fan of it. So here is Sean McCafferty, Joseph Mary.
I'll forgive you for your first love, for Ireland this old year. And I know for you to savor, you must leave me. My heart is breaking, Joseph, as I hear the seagulls play. No longer you'll be with me after all of this today. I know I'll never love again, my heart is far too sore. And I know that you'll stay with me until we meet once more. A thousand times I've pictured our wedding in my head, with all our comrades gathered, but your fate is set instead. These memories of Kilmainham will stay with me now. This fight for Irish freedom has led us to our vows. Our love lies in of Ireland, bright and free.
took the call together to gain our liberty. But until then, dear Joseph, sleep where the grandma creeps. And when I finally join you, we'll have eternity. Thousand times I've pictured our wedding in my head, with all our comrades gathered, but your fate is set instead. These memories of Kilmainham will stay with me now. This fight for Irish freedom has led us to our vows. This fight for Irish freedom has led us to our vows.
What a beautiful song. Joseph Mary there from friend of the show, of course, Sean McCafferty. I can never get enough of hearing that song. I really can't. From a story of struggle in Ireland to the struggle in Palestine, if it can even be called a struggle at this stage. So I mentioned earlier about the Eurovision. I see artists have obviously got together and they've created an event which is Shine on Palestine, the alternate Eurovision show, which is on May the 10th at 7:30 p.m. in Leisureland in Galway. Lots and lots of great Irish artists on there. I'm not going to start naming them because 1,000% there's no way I'll remember them all or read them all out. It'll take me half the day. But yeah, support that if you can. Like I said, lots and lots of artists on there. Pretty well-known Irish artist, Leisureland in Galway, May the 10th, 7:30 p.m. You'll find it on social media. I shared the poster there. I actually forget where the tickets are available, but you check it out there on social media. I was only looking at this, so I haven't passed much heed, believe it or not. Don't spend that much time on random social media, but I see Baz, surname is gone from me, but he, the TV presenter, Baz, a radio presenter, he was presenting the IFTAs and NECAP presented an award. And I must go back and watch it. Maybe I should mention it. But I thought he was kind of, well, I don't know. I suppose he took the piss out of them and they took good humour. But they were very well behaved. I was surprised. And came out, read from the script. What did he say? I didn't write it. Wait till you hear this waffle. Yeah, this waffle or something. Yeah, I obviously didn't write it. I just thought it was kind of a bizarre moment. I shared it on Facebook as well, if anyone hasn't seen it. You catch a couple of seconds on there. And then, like I said, I just seen it there. And I was like, I never actually read much more into it or read about it. So, yeah, funny one. Up next is another friend of the show, of course. Robbie Darcy, who we had on before. And from the Foxy Rebels, we're going to play The Black Watch. Enjoy.
You heard about the bee man, the cruel lie you see. Heard about a blackened hands and bygone history. There's another regiment the devil calls his own, known as the Black Watch, commissioned by the throne. Strolling down the fault road with riot guns and gas, the terrorizing women as they're coming out of mass. A shower of Scottish traitors we never will forget, and God, we know the IRA sure aren't beaten yet. These soldiers come from Scotland, a place we all know well, the hardest parts of Glasgow, the teddy bears that dwell. They're given a British uniform, they're given a British gun. They join the British army to have themselves some fun. But strolling down the Falls Road with riot guns and gas, the terrorising women are coming out of mass. A shower of Scottish traitors we never will forget, and God, we know the IRA sure aren't beat yet. When I grow up and marry, I'll have a little son. I tell him about the regiment and the terrible things they done. And when he grows older, becomes a man like me, become a little volunteer and set the whole island free. But strolling down the Falls Road with riot guns and gas, terrorizing women as they're coming out of mass. The shower of Scottish traitors we never will forget. And God, we know the Irish sure aren't beaten yet. But strolling down the Falls Road with riot guns and gas, the terrorizing women as they're coming out of mass. The shower of Scottish traitors we never will forget. And God, we know the IRA sure aren't beaten yet. And God, we know the IRA will blow the bastards dead.
The Foxy Rebels there. Sorry, the Foxy Rebels, yeah, and the Black Watch. Fantastic. And I just seen yesterday, Ballad Fest 6, that full line. I don't know if that full lineup was out before. Possibly was, or maybe some of it was. Yeah, so that's Friday, the 31st of January, Saturday, February the 1st, and Sunday, February 2nd. Tickets from patterbrowns.com, and check out Patter Browns on social media and you'll see any of the info related to that. What I did actually only see now was today is Willie Mailey's, or would be Willie Mailey's birthday. Willie Mailey, of course, legendary Celtic manager in the very early years after the formation of the club. So we couldn't, I couldn't have a show without playing Willie Mailey, his song on what would be his birthday, Charlie and the Boys.
Oh,
Fantastic. Willie Mailey there from Charlie and the Boys. And I meant to say before I played it that I was going to leave the intro play because it's just brilliant. I'm actually going to play it again. What an intro. Listen to this. How enthusiastic he is. Brilliant. There's a business plan, right? Picture this. You go to work in the morning, you're wrecked. You walk in and you stand outside your office door and you're greeted by somebody introducing you like that. Imagine how good your day would start in the office with that enthusiasm and that passion. I love the start of that. It's brilliant. Yeah. Believe it or not, that's the show for this week. No idea how long I've been on. Yeah, so again, thanks a million to everybody who likes, shares and comments on all my social media. I think I checked before I came down and I was nearly at 14,000 followers on Facebook. So thank you for that. We're heading for 20 and I'll be happy then. Yeah, I will. I'm told that it's only us oldies that are on Facebook now as well. So yeah, so... Actually, funnily enough, when you look at the breakdown and some of the stats on the pages, it probably is. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Talk next week.